The 10-day Starship cruise on the Rapture turned out to be a no-go. That ship had been sold out for 3 months. Unfortunately, my crew and I ended up on the interstellar starship, the Rhapsody, along with the far too serious Septonite official, Alderaan, and his dainty wife with the nervous condition. But aside from Alderaan's presence, what was supposed to be a well-needed vacation turned out to be a costly mistake. The vacation cruiser held 3,200 passengers and 2,200 crew. A variety of alien species, plenty of food, interesting ports of call, and lots of dancing were also offered by the Rhapsody. No one could argue about finding something to do. My main objective was getting rest and prepping for the upcoming mission the Eloysian Guild had planned for us. Everything went smoothly until 2 days before disembarking the vessel. My crew and I had mistakenly opted for one more excursion. The Rhapsody's last port was supposedly a true wonder, a planet covered in swimmable oceans. We hoped to visit several unique beaches, which were considered a rarity in space. Not only were these beaches a top pick, but Gavri boasted on the planet's exotic wildlife. Finding an excursion everyone could agree upon wasn't easy. The sea cave tour was my first choice. Back on Earth, I enjoyed exploring caves and considered myself a spelunker, an amateur caver. This was an ongoing passion when I wasn't working on the family gun range with my cousin Benny. The brochure was enticing, but Professor Harry Kesselman and Dr. Jonas Gavri argued against it. The two older men were still way too freaked out from our search and rescue mission on Xertamon. Over-exaggerated visions of deadly reptilian voitons hung in their memory. Because of this, they had no desire for dark, cavernous adventures filled with bodies of water where snakes could be lurking. It was true, we'd all flirted with death during that previous mission. But didn't all missions have their risks? Their embellishments had grown into absurdly dark tales that bordered on lies, with talk of how the creatures wanted to eat us alive and hang our skulls on the walls of their caves like trophies. They convinced the entire crew to nix the sea cave tour and opt in for an alternate excursion they considered tranquil and one I believed would be boring. Another deterrent for me was that Alderaan and his mousy wife would be on that tour. He wasn't technically my boss, but the Eloysian Council was. The Septonites and Eloysians were allies, and sometimes the lines became blurred. But on this trip, I had no desire to be monitored continually. Despite my best efforts to influence the team for a better excursion, I was outvoted and joined his tour. It began at a disappointingly slow pace, though it did have interesting highlights. As we followed the tour guide, Jansen Tainer and Dr. Kesselman walked arm in arm in front of Brina Skyvengard and me. She wouldn't stop talking and rambled on about the stage show we'd all seen the previous evening. She also raved about everyone's dance moves in the ballroom after the show. And despite their criticisms, I thought my moves weren't bad. I had shown up. Gavri walked behind Brina and me, and as usual, the dark-haired Ramsonite struggled to keep up with the group. Beef was short and heavy, and he waddled more than walked, but we'd all gotten used to him being the very last to arrive anywhere. He was simply a slow-moving young man, but he was helpful and smart and tech-savvy, a great asset to the team. "Are you enjoying the tour?" I asked Gavri as I cracked open a few sunflower seeds and spat the shells perfectly into the centers of certain flowers I aimed for. "Exceptional skill," Gavri said, giving me a nod. "Quite an interesting trick." I tugged the wide-brimmed survival hat I'd found on Xertamon lower on my forehead. "From my baseball days," I grinned and pointed above us. "What do you think of those butterflies?"
"Unbelievable."
The butterflies in this conservatory were massive, with wingspans of at least 4 feet across, which allowed for elegant gliding. They were covered in brilliant colors and spots. I'd never seen anything so fascinating on Earth.